You are listening to Give Grief a Chance, and I'm your host and advanced grief recovery specialist, Diane Morgan. And these podcasts are all about bringing grief awareness out into the world, because even today, my friends, grief is hidden and it's tucked away. So come along and join me on this journey. Let's start to bring grief out into the open. And maybe you'll be brave enough to give your grief a voice. This is episode 134. Hello to all of my lovely podcast listeners, and welcome to this first episode of 2022. I hope that you're all doing really well. And as always, I'd like to say a big thank you to each and every one of you who takes the time to listen to these podcasts. So this week, I'm going to be talking about how the body remembers. And when it comes to loss and trauma, studies show that the body actually remembers and stores from our life experiences. Some say that the mind forgets, but the body always remembers. And the truth is, our bodies speak to us all the time, but the chances are we might not hear its messages. It's usually in difficult times, like when a significant loss happens to us, that we begin to tune into it. Now, Helen, who had cancer, told me, when she was diagnosed, that was when she realised that the body has a voice. And we all know that memories are stored in the brain, but what many people don't know is that our bodies also store memories on a cellular level, because we experience the world through our senses: smell, sight, sound, touch and taste. And so our experiences get imprinted on a cellular level. And that's why sometimes different things may trigger certain senses. And that can trigger a memory. So let's say you smell fresh bread baking and it reminds you of your grandmother. Or you're out having dinner and the taste of that great pasta dish totally brings back floods of memories from your trip to Italy. Or maybe you hear the screeching of tyres and you immediately freeze and feel terrified because of the time you witnessed a fatal car crash. You see, the body remembers and those feelings come racing back. Now, the people that I work with who are grieving all have one thing in common, and that is that they know just how much grief hurts. For some, that grief can hurt so much that it feels physical. They can feel it in their heart, or they have headaches or constant stomach aches, even chest pain. In fact, most of them tell me that their whole body hurts. Yes, grief hurts. I remember those feelings when my family died, all within 8 months of each other. For me, my body felt numb and life seemed surreal. I felt exhausted and overwhelmed emotionally, physically and mentally, so much so that I wondered if my grief would ever go away. It felt like huge waves of mixed emotions would sneak up and hit me unexpectedly, knocking me right off my feet. Just when I thought things might be getting better, bam, there it was again. Now, one woman whom I'd worked with had carried around years of unresolved grief. And you know, time had just passed on by, and that grief had manifested itself into anxiety and heart problems. But by the end of our fourth session together, she informed me that her tests had come back clear and her anxiety was pretty much non-existing. Becoming complete with her unresolved grief had lifted that heavy weight, and she began to understand just how, if your grief is left, how it can affect you in so many different ways. And she felt like it had robbed her of a quality of life for quite some time. And that's why I love doing this work and helping people. I'm constantly amazed at the improvement in a client's health after they've completed the grief recovery program. And for me, it's a great reminder that the body never forgets. You see, our bodies hold on to experiences from the past. We may find ourselves re-experiencing the emotional or physical symptoms at a later date. Perhaps it's that screeching of the car tires, or maybe you remember the day your loved one died in your arms, or when your husband came home and told you he was leaving. It's the day when your whole world changed and fell apart. And all of that gets imprinted into your cellular memory, leaving you feeling very vulnerable, especially around certain dates and times of the year. Now, one of the things that my clients ask me is, when will I feel better? Because they've been told things like, just give it time, or time is a healer. And they think feelings should have changed for them. Now, don't get me wrong, time can help in the sense that pain or the sadness may soften. But time alone does not heal. It's what you do within time that matters. It's about taking action steps to help you move forward. And Cindy told me she was devastated by the death of her mother. And she was quite often told from those around her, "Oh, don't worry, Cindy, you'll soon get over it. Time is a great healer." But when I asked her about how she was feeling, she replied, "It's been 7 years and I still feel heartbroken." But you know what? She had lied to her family and friends and done what most of us do. She pretended to be okay, and when she was asked how she was doing, she'd often say, "Oh, I'm fine," when deep down she was struggling because she wasn't fine. So that's why it's important to be emotionally honest with yourself and others, especially if you're grieving a loss and coming up to maybe the first year death anniversary. See, if you don't, then you might start worrying and wondering, "Oh, what should I do? Should I do anything? What will people think? Will they think I didn't love him or her if I don't mark that day in some way? Am I being insensitive? Will I be judged if I try to forget? Because all as I really want to do is curl up and stay in bed and just wish the day away. I'm still feeling lost and lonely and even scared. And I can't believe that a year has passed without him by my side." See, sadly, many of us often feel judged by others to do the right thing. But honestly, the most important thing is that you do what feels right for you. So please don't feel pressured by anyone, because you don't have to do anything that doesn't feel right for you. And remind yourself, you know how much you love that person, and you know the extent of how much you miss them. So if you feel like having a quiet day alone, then do it, because you know in your heart what feels right. So be emotionally honest and tell those around you how you feel. Honestly, it really doesn't matter what others think, because it's not about them. And isn't it sad that we feel we have to hold it all in for the benefit of others? Or We're afraid to cry or talk about our loss because we don't want to make others sad. You know, and that's just another example of not being able to be emotionally truthful to yourself. So remember, the body never forgets. When we repress and hold our feelings in, it can affect you physically, emotionally, and mentally. I understand it's hard when you have feelings and all as you want to do is cry. But you don't because you feel judged or worried, and it might embarrass those around you, and so you continue to try to hold it all together and hold it in. Grief, my friends, is a normal and natural response to loss. But you're not doing what's natural if you don't allow yourself to cry and express how you're feeling. Burying those emotions deep within you is going against being human, and it's such a destructive and sad way to live. Emotional pain and sadness that doesn't get expressed will continue to live inside of you because it doesn't go away. Your body remembers it, it feels it, your mind remembers it and relives it, and your heart definitely knows it. Life is too short to allow any unresolved grief strip you from the opportunity of enjoying it. You know, there are so many wonderful moments to look forward to beyond emotional pain. And by dealing with your loss, it makes facing each new day less overwhelming. That's where the Grief Recovery Program can help you to create a positive future, because it's designed to help you become complete with your relationship to that loss so that you can finally let go of the emotional pain. It's a roadmap that adapts to your own personal journey, and it gives you an opportunity to take actions for yourself. It offers you those important and correct choices that are just for you. Okay, you lovely people, that is it for this week's podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it and that it was helpful for you. If you'd like to find out more about my services and programs, then please visit my website, givegriefachance.com. There you can drop me an email, you can ask me a question or share your story via voice message, and I'll be happy to play it on the podcast. And while you're over there, why not check out my free gifts to you? There's a guided meditation to help you sleep, a grief recovery ebook with 61 tips on the experience of grief and how to move through it, plus my fillable grief worksheets, which will help you to process your memories, thoughts, and emotions. So please feel free to use them. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, please rate it, like it, and share it. And if you feel like it, come and join me on Instagram at Give Grief a Chance Coach. And last but not least, I'd like to invite any women who might be struggling with their grief to come and join us in a safe and nurturing group on Facebook. It's called Life After Loss with Diane Morgan, and I would be honoured if you would come and join us and give your grief a voice. Okay, my friends, take good care and have a wonderful week.